Utah and Arizona vote for presidential candidates today, and in Arizona's Democratic primary, Native American voters will be numerous enough that they could influence the outcome. NPR's Nathan Rott reports from Phoenix.
When Bernie Sanders took to the stage at the Twin Arrows Casino Resort late last week, he became the first presidential hopeful since 1999 to campaign in person on the largest Native American reservation in the U.S.
We owe the Native American people so, so much.
The Navajo Nation crowd was ecstatic. The hope for the Sanders campaign is that that excitement turns into votes in today's primary. Native Americans are the second largest minority group in the state of Arizona, after Latinos, at about 5% of the state's population, which might not sound like a whole lot, but
despite our comparative smallness, Arizona Indian voters as a block can be the swing vote.
This is David Martinez, a professor of American Indian Studies at Arizona State University and a member of the Gila River Indian community near Phoenix. He says that the reasons for that outsized Native American impact are partially due to the lobbying power of the tribe's casino industries, the sheer amount of land that tribes own.
More than 25% of the land mass of the state of Arizona.
And also because of their history of voting as a block. Mark Trahant is a journalism professor at the University of North Dakota and runs a blog on Native voting issues. He says he recently heard an example of that from Montana Governor Steve Bullock.
He had communities that were 213-0.
Native communities voting 213 votes for one candidate, zero for the other.
And you start getting those kind of waves coming in, and you can make up a lot of ground really fast.
Now, Bernie Sanders is unlikely to get that kind of unified vote from Native Americans in Arizona, largely because his competitor is a popular figure herself. Ads like this one in the Navajo language are airing on radio stations, and there are a large number of tribal leaders and individual supporters like Lisa Blackhorse at Clinton's events that remember her involvement with Native American issues when her husband was president.
When she was first lady, Bill Clinton actually did the first tribal leaders meeting. It was on the White House, and they started building that relations.
Voter turnout for Native Americans, like here at the Salt River Maricopa Reservation east of Phoenix, is typically pretty low. But inside their community center, 22-year-old Micah Carlos says that people see that most of the big problems candidates are talking about this year, the heroin epidemic, unemployment, impacts of climate change, affect them on the reservations too.
The problem's just a little bit worse here.
So there's a sense of hope that some of them will actually be addressed. Now, Carlos says she knows there's a reality here.
They're going for the votes. They want those votes.
But she hopes that whichever candidate gets the nomination will remember the promises they made while campaigning in Arizona's reservations. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Phoenix, Arizona.